June 24th, 2018, Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb tortured a shepherd in Tunisia who later died from his injuries. Terrorist propaganda makes these actors out as brave heroes. In actual fact, most of their attacks are cowardly. Kasserine, Tunisia. Have you ever seen a piece of terrorist group propaganda? Take Islamic State or ISIS as an example. If you watch a video, you will see a number of things that occur again and again and again. Background music that is either in the form of a nasheed, male voice chanting unaccompanied by instrument, or dramatic music. Lots of men yelling, nary a female to be seen. Lots of weapons brandished. And most importantly, a lot of talk about how so-and-so is or was a hero. Terrorists who abide by Islamist extremist tenets portray themselves as heroes and holy warriors, or also known as mujahideen. They boast of their exploits as if they are driven by God and have His sanction. They see themselves as pure and righteous and divinely sanctioned. All good images, to be sure. The reality is a little different. The people they often choose to attack have no way of defending themselves. When a suicide bomber or a gunman enters a crowded market, those about to become his victims have no idea what is in store for them or any way of avoiding their fate. They are like lambs to the slaughter. And yet, in the wake of the carnage, ISIS will put out a statement saying that a soldier of Allah or a lion of Islam bravely struck at the hearts of the kuffar infidels, making them quake with fear at the sight of the fearless, or some equally inaccurate crap. Today's featured attack is a good example. On this day in 2018, quote-unquote heroes from Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb, or AQIM, Akim, kidnapped and tortured a young shepherd in the Kasserine district of Tunisia. The boy survived the attack, but later died of his wounds. A group of men against a shepherd? Where the hell is the heroism in that? How can this group claim this as a, quote, victory? How can a terrorist organization stoop this low? Well, when you're already starting from a very low level, it's not hard to go down even further.
Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at @BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.